Then answering him, said light-haired Menelaus, "What? Is there then within my house the son of one so dear, one who for me bore many a conflict? I used to say I should rejoice over his coming home far more than over that of all the other Argives, if through the seas Olympian far-seeing Zeus let our swift ships find passage. In Argos I would have granted him a city, and would here have built his house, and I would have brought him out of Ithaca, him and his goods, his child, and all his people, clearing its dwellers from some single city that lies within my neighborhood and owns me as its lord. So, living here, we had been much together, and nothing further could have parted than our joyous friendship, till death's dark cloud closed round. But God himself must have been envious of a life like this, and made that hapless man alone to fail of coming." So he spoke, and stirred in all a yearning after tears. Then Argive Helen wept, the child of Zeus. Telemachus too wept, and Menelaus, son of Atreus. Nor yet did Nestor's son keep his eyes tearless. For in his mind he mused on good Antilochus, whom the illustrious son of the bright dawn had slain. Remembering whom, he spoke in winged words, "O son of Atreus, that you were wise beyond the wont of men, old Nestor used to say, when we would mention you at home and questions raise. But now, if you will, give ear to me, for after a feast I do not like to sit and grieve. Tomorrow's sun shall shine. Not that I think it ill to weep for one who dies and meets his doom. It is the only honor sorrowing men can pay, to cut the hair and let the tear fall down the cheek. A brother of mine once died, and not the meanest of the Argives. You must have known him. I never looked upon his face and never knew him. But Antilochus, they say, was swift of foot, a famous fighter." Then answering him, said light-haired Menelaus, "Friend, you have said just what a man of understanding might say and even do, were he indeed your elder. For sprung from such a father you talk with understanding. Easily is his offspring known to whom the son of Cronus allots a boon in birth and marriage. And thus has he blessed Nestor continually all his days, granting him hale old age at home, and children who are youths of wisdom mighty with a spear. Let us then check the lamentation which arose a while ago, and turn once more to feasting. Let them pour water on our hands. Again, tomorrow, for Telemachus and me, there will be tales to tell." He spoke, and Asphalion poured water on their hands. He was a busy squire of famous Menelaus. Then, on the food spread out before them, they laid hands.